your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis. The Big 12 revamped its men's and women's conference basketball schedules for the season as they will play 18 instead of 16. That means they will have new travel partners and will only play three teams twice. For Kansas and men's basketball, that means at home they'll only play Baylor, BYU, Cincinnati, Houston, TCU, and Utah. They'll only be on the road for Arizona State, UCF, Colorado, Oklahoma State, Texas Tech, and West Virginia. They will play home and homes with Arizona, Iowa State, and Kansas State for the Sunflower Showdown. For Kansas State, they'll play on the road and at home with both KU, TCU, and West Virginia. They'll play home only against Baylor, BYU, UCF, Cincinnati, Iowa State, and Utah, and on the road only against Arizona, Arizona State, Colorado, Houston, Oklahoma State, and Texas Tech. To read the full release, you can go to Big12Sports.com. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis.
Souvenirs, gifts, t-shirts, pizza, wings, I could go on. But if you haven't stopped by the local talent shop on the north side of 24 in Cocker City, you really should. Showcasing local talent through consignment, ball of twine souvenirs, and a great selection of gifts for those hard to buy for. Did I mention pizza? $11.99 for any regular pizza with unlimited toppings. Follow the local talent shop Facebook page where they'll announce what's up for Specialty Pizza Sunday. Local talent shop in Cocker City, open 11 to 8. Call to order now at 781-4750. That's 781-4750.
Coming up, it's your KDNS KZDY Sports Bite with John Bowden. Brought to you by Treb Construction in Tipton, your one-stop shop for construction, concrete work, and garage doors.
Wakanda Water, a division of Remus Plumbing in Downs. Whether you need salt, water, water softeners, or a new RO system, give Wakanda Water in Downs a call.
And Goddard Repair, specializing in semi and trailer repair on Highway 24 in Beloit. Proud supporters of your area athletics.
Now for your sports bite.
Northern Plains League All-Star Boys basketball game will be taking place at Rock Hills Mankato High School at 5 p.m. on Saturday. Among the players are Cooper McGill of Rock Hills, Jace Cunningham, Reese Remus of Lakeside, Cooper Rathman of Lincoln, Andy Cooper, Pike Valley, Connor Charvette of Sylvan Lucas, Dalton Garman of Osborne, Tyson Gates of St. John's Tipton, Austin Miller of Tescott, and Jack Gasper of Stockton. Head coaches will be Jerick Wagonblast of Thunder Ridge, along with Darren McDowell from Thunder Ridge. Wagon Blast had a 7-14 team with no seniors at Thunder Ridge Kennington. He says the future is surely bright for the Longhorns, and he is extremely honored to coach this weekend's All-Star game.
Coach, before we get the All-Star game on Saturday, you got a nice young group of kids at Kennington Thunder Ridge. 7 wins this year, not a senior on the bunch. Kind of talk about the future of Thunder Ridge basketball.
Yeah, it looks pretty good. We'll have our full core of returning players come back in. So that's always nice to have in a small school situation. But yeah, it's going to look good, I hope. My expectations are pretty high. I hope the kids are, you know, as high as mine are. So hopefully things turn out well and positive for us. We kind of needed it around there.
Well, Coach, kind of our coach's dream, you and I and everybody else, to pick a league team and go take on some Nebraska people. 11 years into this All-Star game with the Northern Plains League and the TVL up in Nebraska. Is that Twin Valley or is that, I can't remember what the name of it is, but.
I'm not positive either. I talked to Don Weens and we weren't quite sure which one it was up there.
I think it is. So anyway, you know, when we're sitting around coaching at league tournaments and stuff, you go, man, I'd like to have that kid from Mankato and this kid from St. John's. Well, you in fact got him this weekend. Kind of talk about looking at the roster and what you have and what you hope to do up there in Mankato on Saturday.
Yeah, I sent him just a message the other day about some practicing and everything. It's like, this will be nice. I don't have to make a game plan to try to not let you guys score. I get to let you guys score this time, so that's going to be fun. It's always nice to see other kids, and, you know, they're selected for a reason, the quality athletes, and, you know, it's going to be fun. I'm going to enjoy it, I think, so it's going to be a good little change.
Coach, when you have 10 or 12 kids that are all state, all league, How will you rotate kids like that?
Yeah, it'll be a challenge. I mean, they'll probably, you know, maybe we'll find something out in practice about certain kids that mesh together a little better than others. And we'll probably, you know, see what that comes out. And then, I mean, they're all playmakers. They're all scorers. They're all, you know, good-sized kids. They're all athletic. It will be a challenge to rotate everybody in, but we're going to do the best we can to make sure everybody gets their shine. So,
well, Coach, I think that's a 3 o'clock girls game, 5 o'clock boys game. Is that right?
Yep, that sounds right.
All right. Well, congratulations on being back in the saddle at Kennington Thunder Ridge, and congratulations on getting to coach the best kids in the NPL this weekend.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I'm kind of looking forward to it, so it'll be an exciting time.
This has been John Bowden with KD Country 94.1, Z96.3 Sports.